Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
It should be no surprise to you that the Pharisees got it wrong once again. Their legalistic way of thinking has blinded them to the truth. For lack of any better terms, they are spiritually blind. They don't understand Jesus. They don't understand his disciples, and they certainly don't understand the Sabbath. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. Now, this truth escapes the Pharisees. They don't see it. But how can they? They've rejected the one who's trying to teach them the truth, who's standing there right in front of them, teaching them the importance of the Sabbath day. Now, to the Pharisees, the Sabbath is just another law for them to follow. It's just another way for them to oppress their fellow man. And like any good sinner, they have it right, and everyone else has it completely wrong. But in all reality, it's them who have it wrong. They have no idea what the Sabbath is all about, let alone what the Sabbath is for. So Jesus tries to teach them in the simplest way. He said to the Pharisees, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." What Jesus said to them takes us back to the very beginning of creation. In 6 days, God created everything on the earth, including us, and on the seventh day, he rested. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is this: was God tired? No. How could the God of all creation be tired? He's almighty. He's all powerful. There's no weakness in him. Rest is for the weak. So God created the seventh day, the day of rest, not for himself, but for his creation. More specifically, us. God created the Sabbath for us, and we need it. We're the weak ones who need a break. Just look at how we structure our work habits. We have 5 days of work, with Saturday and Sunday off. And that's if you work a full-time job. If you work a part-time job, your schedule might be all over the place. But the max that you're supposed to work at a part-time job is 40 hours a week, having some time off. Now, we all know that that's in a perfect world, and most of us probably work more than that, even in our part-time jobs. But the point is this: those laws, those earthly laws, are in place for a reason. You get paid overtime, hopefully, in those positions because of the fact that you're not supposed to be working. You're supposed to be able to rest from your labors. I can tell you that I personally cannot work 7 days a week. I'm sure most of you could attest to that as well. There would be nothing left. We'd be absolutely wore out completely with nothing left. This rest is something that we all need. Then comes our vacation time, right? Does God take a vacation? We hope not, right? We hope God doesn't take a vacation. We hope that our prayers are always heard by God, right? We know that's true. God doesn't take a vacation. I can personally tell you, after having coming off of vacation, that a break is needed. We can't be worked every day of the week, all year long. Maybe when you're young, you could do something like that and be fine, a limited rest. But the older you get, the harder that becomes, right? But again, Jesus isn't speaking to us through the gospel reading so that we will make sure that we get our time off each week and each year. There is much more to what Jesus is saying here. But the Pharisees just can't see it. They're complaining. They're criticizing the disciples because they picked a few heads of grain on the Sabbath. absolutely no work is done. The only problem with that notion is that the traveling disciples are hungry. Hunger is another weakness of ours. We can't go without rest, and we can't go without food. So here we are. We look at this reading from St. Mark, and we wonder, what in the world is Jesus trying to teach us? What does Jesus mean by the Sabbath being made for man? What does it mean for us now today? We've talked about the Sabbath before. Sabbath means rest. The Jewish tradition was for Saturday to be the Sabbath day. We in the Western world have changed that to mean Sunday as our day of rest. We find our rest in the worship service, in Jesus Christ our Lord. The Pharisees wouldn't agree with that notion because they're so focused on what they need to be doing to keep the law, their law, to be specific. Jesus is against their way of thinking. Just look at how our worship service is set up. What's this day all about? Is it about us singing praises to the Lord? Is that the main part of our service? That might be contained within today, but that's not the foundation of the day, is it? Jesus is the foundation of today. Jesus is the foundation of the Sabbath, of the rest that we need. We find our rest in Him. Now think about it for a moment. If the foundation of the day doesn't rest upon our praises to God, then where does it fall? Praises are the result of the foundation of the day, right? We sing praises to God because of what He has done for us. We worship Him because of what has happened to us. Today isn't based on our working for God. Today is based on God's service to us. Sometimes you might hear it called the divine service when we have communion. God's service to us. Not that He is our servant and that we are His master. No. He did serve us, but it's based on Jesus and what He has done for us. And undeserving to us, any of us, Jesus sacrificed Himself for us. Jesus put Himself last among us. Jesus even said these words, "Whoever would be the greatest among you must be your servant." Jesus is the greatest among us because He gave His life for ours. He died that miserable death on the cross to shed His blood so that we could receive the forgiveness of our sins. All of our sins. And the Pharisees just don't get. They don't see Jesus as the one who is the Messiah, the true Messiah. They see themselves as being the keepers of the law, being able to do that. They believe that they've done what's required of them in order to earn or merit their salvation. They see Jesus. They see Jesus' disciples as lawbreakers. And the sad part about the law is that when we look at the law, when we look at the commandments, they condemn us. They don't free us. They don't allow us to walk around with our heads held high, telling everyone how great we are at keeping the law. And just before the sermon, we read the third and fourth commandments. Those two commandments alone show us our need for forgiveness. What's going to happen this summer to your worship attendance? What happens when someone who has authority over you tells you to do something that you don't want to do? You fall right in line? I'm sure if I asked you each individually about your boss, I'm sure I would hear some wonderful things about who you work for. Right? Is that us keeping the commandments? Is that us following the law perfectly like we're supposed to? We've broken God's law. We deserve death. We deserve to be punished for the things that we've done. But the Sabbath is all about us being able to rest in the Lord in that forgiveness that we have received. Today is all about us hearing the true word of God, which is Jesus Christ and crucified. Basically, this day is all about us hearing about our sins, all about us hearing about what we've done wrong, and also all about us hearing about what Jesus has done for us to save us from those terrible sins. Each and every one of you has received the gift of salvation free of charge through Jesus Christ our Lord. You have been released from the punishment that you deserve. You've been released from the punishment of the law through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, yes, death still waits for us, but we know that we have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We have the resurrection of all flesh. Now, this doesn't mean that the law no longer applies to us or that we should take the Ten Commandments and throw them in the trash, no. We Christian believers, through the forgiveness of sins, through the sanctification that we've received through God, follow the Ten Commandments. Because we love God. Because we believe in God. That happens after we have been forgiven. We don't come to the table already fulfilling God's law, obviously. The law applies to us in a different way. It shows us our sin. The law shows us our need for a Savior to prepare us for the one who saves us from all of our sins, Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the one who has prepared us for salvation. He is the one who has won us our eternal life. He is the one who put himself last in order to serve us with his very body and blood. We have salvation in no other. We weren't created for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was created for us so that we could hear the truth about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the salvation that we have so graciously received. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all understanding. Keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.